Now I have loved you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello? Hell, here we are. Welcome to Ball is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Smooth here with DJ Radical, where opposites collide.
Hey.
Hey. And we are here to, talk a little football, a little fantasy football. You know, we might even talk about some baseball. It's the start of the NBA season today. Got three games, but two big games on TNT tonight.
Show's getting good right now.
Yeah, it really is. All the season, like all the sports are coming together.
Hockey's starting back
hockey
up.
Is life, so we can even go in there for a little bit. But, you know, we're going to talk about fantasy football. You know, we got some big surprises, big surprise performers. Couple of surprising underperformers, I guess.
Yeah, some duds.
Yeah, and just a great football week.
It was a good week.
Football's getting interesting.
It really is.
Football's really getting interesting.
My favorite part is that the AFC West is easily, I would say, the best division in all of the NFL right now.
Exactly. The Chargers came back 17 points down in Atlanta.
Really showing that we could play both sides of the ball for once.
Joey Bosa. He is definitely rookie of the year.
I'll trade him to the Jaguars for Allen Robinson straight up.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it won't.
I don't think that'll happen. But he's putting some pressure on the QB. I think he got another sack.
He did get another sack, and he's already starting to set records. And they were saying that he really is that J.J. Watt-type player. But, I mean, as I was saying, the Chargers are ranked the lowest in the power rankings out of the AFC West, and they're ranked 14th out of 32.
Wow.
I'm just saying, the AFC West is for sure going to the Super Bowl this year, and you could put that on my name.
On your name. Wow.
AFC West team is going to the Super Bowl.
I definitely believe that. I don't know if it's going to be the Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. All four, I think, have the potential. If the Chargers cannot give up the football, I think that they can. They should be top of the division, in my
Chargers,
opinion.
Chargers, honestly, they had three wins. They should be like 6-2 right now in first place.
Interesting stat. Of the last seven games, the Chargers have suffered 5 ACL tears.
Really?
And that is a true fact. All 5 starters. Different.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, we're down heavy. First week we lose our top wide receiver, Monty Teo goes down, and Jason Verrett's out. I mean, we're hurt.
Definitely hurt. But it was a good game. I was surprised.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna fold up. But like you said, the AFC West is stacked. So let's just listen to this division. We got the Raiders and Broncos tied at 5-2. And then right behind them, you got the Chiefs, who are 4-2. And then the Chargers are just hanging around 3-4. Honestly, they could all make the playoffs at one point. I don't think it's physically.
Is that possible? It's not possible.
It's not possible.
Because one would go the division, and then two could go wild card.
So only three can make it. But the way Houston's playing, the way the Steelers are playing, honestly,
Big Ben. Steelers need Big Ben is what I learned.
Because
Landry Jones is not – he's not an option.
I don't know if Antonio Brown caught a touchdown pass, but during the game, I was watching the game and the Patriots-Steelers game, and they said that Antonio Brown has only caught a touchdown pass from Ben Roethlisberger. He has not caught any other
– in his career.
Yeah, from anyone else, any other quarterback, only from Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow, that's an interesting stat. Le'Veon Bell is a for sure key point for the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. He needs to be there, which he has been.
And then D'Angelo Williams was actually out today,
last week.
He was hurt with he was injured.
I'm actually playing against him this week, and the guy has him in his lineup, so I hope he doesn't change or make any alterations to that.
Yeah.
So what do you think standout team that won that caught you off guard this week?
Off guard. Let me see here.
It was a really good week.
Yeah.
It's really.
They caught me off guard. I don't know. The Vikings were a big dud. The Eagles kind of exposed how to beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
And that was put pressure on Sam Bradford. Because Sam Bradford was on the Eagles last year. Actually, the beginning of this year before they traded him, like 2 days before the season.
Yeah, preseason.
So they showed that, like, if you can defensively, if you can stack up defensively against the Minnesota Vikings, that you can beat them. And there are some flaws in their game. They really don't run the ball well without Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And
McKinnon was doing well, but then he also went down with an injury. So, I mean, they're hurt at the running back position.
Yeah.
Heavy.
And also just talking about the Vikings, I heard that Teddy Bridgewater might not even play football ever again. There's a report out there that's saying that this knee injury is, like, really bad. Like, you don't see a lot of people coming back from this. So Sam Bradford might be the long-term answer in Minnesota.
Wow. I don't like – that's not a good look
that's
for the
not,
Vikings
that's
organization.
Definitely not, yeah.
Because
no.
They wasted a first-round pick on him. But I forgot who it was that went down. I don't know. It might have been the Monday night game, but they carried him off in two air casts on his legs, and he potentially tore both of his patellas in both of his legs.
It's a physical game.
This game is not easy.
Even I, because I don't know if you guys heard, but Arian Foster retired.
Yeah,
and he said some quote about
like it was time.
Yeah, how violent the game was, but the reason. He's like, that's the reason I love this game, but it's also the same reason I have to leave the game.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, that's just a deep quote.
It was like, it's so violent, but it's so beautiful or something
yeah,
like that.
I was just like, wow. What
it's like poetry.
What? He painted a picture with his words.
I felt like I was reading Edgar Allan.
But yeah, so I think the Vikings being exposed by the Eagles, and also the Eagles didn't play well either. Carson Wentz again struggled again this week. Against another top-tier team in the NFC. And for the Eagles, DJ Radical, do you think that's a concern for the Eagles? Even though they got the victory, but Carson Wentz, again, struggling. Is that something to be concerned with?
What I'm starting to see is that defenses are figuring out this offense. They're figuring out that, okay, he's just going to go deep to Jordan Matthews. He has no help from Nelson Aguilar, who's not really doing much for him in the slot. Their biggest running back is Ryan Matthews, and he hasn't been really doing much at all. He's now, at this point, if he start, a good flex. And they're relying on Darren Sproles to really produce on their offense when Carson Wentz is going down like this. I mean, I saw the stats, and Darren Sproles is getting all the touches now because they're just doing little dump-off passes because Carson Wentz couldn't connect a pass to any of his wide receivers. So I think it's not panic time yet. I think it's time to be patient. But, I mean, I'm going to give them this next week. I don't know who they have next on their list.
Let
but
me see.
It's sketchy, to say the least. But I think I'm not going to sell out on Carson Wentz just yet because he did go 5 weeks with some great football.
The Eagles are in Dallas Sunday night.
In Dallas off a Cowboys team coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
It could catch them on their toes, on their heels, I mean, and they could be like, oh, we just came off a bye, let's relax, or they could be ready to eat. So it could go either way, I think.
Yeah. But the Eagles again.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the victory against a good NFC team in the Vikings, who a lot of people think are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl because of the defense. They're calling them the NFC's version of the Broncos because of the defense is, like, so good. So, but that's a good win. They won 21-10 and kind of just controlled most of the game. It wasn't really close. A game that you were just so surprised by this weekend.
Oh, so for me, I was going to give it to the Buccaneers. Mm. I was really happy with the way that they played.
Okay.
I mean, it was just the 49ers, but it's really good to see Jameis Winston get his confidence back.
Yeah,
I need that.
Yeah, they were down 14-0 early.
Yeah, really early. Like, first quarter, the Niners scored all their points, and they just ran out of gas.
Yeah, because so I had Mike Evans on my ESPN
team,
and I saw him go down. I was watching Red Zone, and I saw him go down, and my heart dropped because I was like, no, I need you.
That was so devastating. That was literally the worst thing because I have Jameis Winston and Mike Evans, and I'm like, oh, I got this double dip. They're already connecting. It's looking nice. And the next thing you know, it's like Mike Evans goes down. And then Andrew Siciliano's like, hey, let's bounce out of this one. I'm like, wait, what's wrong with this man? And then it comes back, and I'm like, looking like Sherlock Holmes to find number 13 on the field for Mike Evans.
He came back and he scored a touchdown. Yeah, but he had two. He had a big, big day. So it's good to see him. But yeah, Buccaneers showing.
Yeah, it helped me my fantasy win. But then the also another one that really surprised me was the way that the Saints played. It really shows that the Chiefs are not anything to mess around with. Chiefs won 27-21, and they came back. Drew Brees is a top-tier quarterback. He was one of the – I think he was the number two quarterback this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw a pick, and the Chiefs took advantage and exploited him.
Yeah, the Chiefs definitely do take advantage of turnovers. I'm just watching when they played the Raiders last week.
Mm-hmm.
They just – they take over. If you give the Chiefs short field, they will take advantage and they will put touchdowns on the board. Not field, they will put touchdowns on the board. And they got a, like a dynamic running.
I don't even, Spencer Ware has just been.
Yeah, Spencer Ware.
Destroying defenses.
West. Jamal Charles is getting back into the thing. Like, they're so deep at running back that they traded Nile Davis to the Packers.
Yeah.
And Nile Davis is not a bad player. Yeah, he's not a bad player.
Eddie Lacy's on the IR.
That's
a tough break for Packers fans.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was another one that I.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this Sunday night game. What a joke it was.
I was gonna bring it up, but I'm glad we went there.
Yeah. What a joke. So it ended 6-6. They played
in overtime.
They played five quarters, and it ended 6-6 in overtime, where both field goals, both kickers on both teams miss short field goals
shots
to win the game.
I didn't even see it until the Monday night game when Boomer did his final drive, and I was just like, oh, okay, and like I can finally get to see it. And it was like Hauschka shanked it so bad.
It was an extra point. It was like the old extra point.
It was, and he just... it didn't even hit the net is the thing. Like, it went to the stands for a souvenir.
It was like when Lionel Messi kicking it in the in World Copa Cup, America.
Yeah, just, with the PK.
Yeah, that was bad. I don't know if you guys know, but Lionel Messi, like, kicked it into the stands. Like, it was
never
so
missed
off.
A PK in his entire career.
Just got under it. But, yeah, Hauschka just really just shanked it.
He actually quit international play after he missed that.
Yeah,
that's how bad
Messi,
it was.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I was on Instagram or Bleacher Report, and I was going through, and the two different comments from the coaches, Pete Carroll's like, oh, that's my guy, and I love him. And then Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Cardinals, like, he gets paid to make those kicks.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
I mean,
he
that's
was
so
hot.
Real, though. That's
He was hot. But just the different reactions. Like, Pete Carroll's like, he should have made it, but that's my guy. I love him. And Bruce Arians wasn't happy. He's like, nah, he shouldn't have made that. That's what he gets paid to do.
His reaction on the sideline came into like an instant meme. But what do you think? Disappointing team.
Disappointing. Probably the Falcons, to be honest, because now they've lost two straight after starting 4-1. They lost to a Chargers team that is not clutch in the fourth quarter.
Mm-mm.
Or hasn't been this season. And they were up 17 points. They had the game in control. They were up 17 points in the third quarter, had control. And honestly, the Chargers, I mean, they made plays when they needed to, but the Falcons didn't make plays when they needed to, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. But I think that the Falcons, I think Matt Ryan has really resurged himself.
He has.
In the game. And I think that he's going to be, I think he's back. Because the way he was connecting with Julio in that game, it was...
I see him as, like, I kind of compare him to Alex Smith. But mm-hmm. He's just more, I guess, talented in a way. I don't know how
to
really explain it.
He has better instinct, maybe.
Yeah, he's not a game manager, but he's kind of he's kind of like that. I see him and Alex Smith are kind of similar to me. I mean, he throws downfield, which Alex Smith does not. Alex Smith throws downfield maybe twice a game.
Alex Smith has better on his legs, too.
True. But Matt Ryan has, I guess, came back and redeemed himself after having pretty mediocre years the last couple of years. But, having Julio Jones helps. And then Devontae Freeman and Coleman.
Yeah, he has some nice surrounding characters.
I think he's got to get Mohamed Sanu a little more action because I mean, Julio Jones is probably one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league. But I think, you know, throwing it to Sanu a little more or to the other wide receivers that they have will put the pressure off Julio Jones.
Yeah, giving more attention to the other characters also might draw secondaries off of him more.
Exactly.
And then maybe open him up for a bigger deep ball.
Because Sanu only had 2 receptions for 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And the week before, he had like 6 for like 95 and a touchdown. And they lost, but it was...
That's a good game,
still,
though.
Yeah, still a good game. But, yeah, I think...
So Falcons were here.
Yeah, I thought like they could have made some stops. I didn't really like the 4th-and-1 go. They went for on 4th-and-1 in overtime.
That was ambitious.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, the Chargers, yes, they have a good offense, but like, trust your defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, I think the Falcons, even though they're in a pretty weak division, they still got to, you know, play better and just make better decisions.
Yeah, I would say that my bus team that I really thought was going to do well was the Jags. No, I'm just kidding. No, but the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I think that they – I think it's Marcus Mariota is what
really?
I think it is. Because they have good wide receivers that I think could get good looks. They have DeMarco Murray, and they have Derrick Henry and a young back. And it could be their defense. It could be on the defensive side because they do give up a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
But I was disappointed that the Texans or the Titans put so many points on the board this week and came up with the loss.
Yeah.
I thought that they had a nice game.
They put 26. It was 26, right?
Yeah, 26-34.
Wow. Yeah, that's that case. Like the same team in their own division in Jacksonville. I think it could be the quarterback. I think Mariota's just like in his second year, so you're not going to like – put them in that position, but if they're not winning games by like the end of the year or next year, there's gonna be a lot of pressure on Mariota, getting a new QB or Mariota performing, because Blake Bortles of Jacksonville, everyone's saying that he's the problem in Jacksonville, that they have a team that's ready to win, but Bortles is not the guy, and he puts them in bad positions.
Jacksonville even has better surrounding characters than the Titans. I mean, Jacksonville has Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, Allen Hearns.
TJ Yeldon.
Yeah, as a running back.
Chris Ivory also.
I mean, what more could you ask for? And this man can't even connect a pass. It's like the defense is like there's 30 of them out there is the way he's throwing.
Mm-hmm. The defense, they give up. They have the 9th best total defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still 2-4, 2-5, whatever they are.
Not good. It's not good.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a pretty solid football weekend, and fantasy was exciting, and we'll get to fantasy after this break. This is Ball is Life on radio.dominican.edu, and we will be right back.
Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's all. Summer praying in vain.
All right, all right, all right. And we are back. Ball is Life. DJ Smooth, DJ Radical, where opposites collide. And it's solid week this week in fantasy, I should say.
It was. I mean, we both came out. I went 2-0 in both my leagues.
So. I went 1-1. I lost by one in my ESPN league. And
is that the auto draft?
It is the auto draft. I think I don't know if I told you, but I just traded Todd Gurley and the Minnesota Vikings defense for Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, and Ben Roethlisberger, and someone else.
That's a big trade.
Yeah, he gave me four people, and then I dropped Carson Wentz and the Titans defense.
Dang. Allen Robinson needs to start doing something. He's my biggest dud.
Well, I don't think it's him.
Yeah, it's Blake Bortles.
It's Blake Bortles, but he only had
zero receptions. 0.9 in this league.
Two receptions for 9 yards. But I won in Dynasty. I got my first Dynasty win. I'm 1-6 now.
On the come up.
On the come up. You know, I might just pull off 7 straight victories, try to sneak into the playoffs.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible.
I got a tough matchup this week. Maybe I can pull some luck. I guess I didn't know. DJ Radical just showed me in our Dynasty League on Flea Flicker. You can... it shows how much luck was
implicated, or
how
much luck it took to win.
To win, or, and I had a league high plus 56.
It's a lot of luck,
but I'll take the win. Hey,
luck. I mean, whatever gets the
whatever gets the job done. But I got to win. Let me just go through my team right now.
Yeah,
who was I happy with?
Who came off the bench and performed for you?
Well, let's see. Here we go. So, not really. Giovanni Bernard kind of showed up. He had a touchdown.
It's so weird, their situation in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what's going on. I was just like, all right.
It's like they flip a coin for it.
Yeah, he had a touchdown, and then he had 80 yards total. He had 14.7 points, and then Jack Doyle, the Indianapolis tight end, he had a touchdown, 9 receptions, 78 yards, 13.8 points. So that was a stud. And Janikowski, 16 points, four field goals, 4 for 4, and then
Raiders could not get in the end zone.
Yeah. So and then the Raiders defense had 8.5 points. They had 2 INTs and a sack.
Actually, I saw Crabtree did, because he got fined again.
yeah, slashing the throat. But it was a pretty I guess solid week for me. I was expecting more production from Derek Carr against Jacksonville. My wide receivers are just it's kind of bad. I don't know who to start, to be honest. I'm getting no production from Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, or Alshon Jeffrey.
I'm looking right now, and this actually was your career high. Almost your career high. This is the second highest points that you've had. So your team really did do well, though. I mean, anything over 100 in this league is, I think, decent. Because if you don't get over 100, I think it was like, somebody, Oliver, the commissioner, had some stat, and it was something crazy. Like, whoever doesn't score over 100, like, nobody's won yet if you haven't scored over 100.
Could I be the first?
I don't know. You might need to. If Cam Newton doesn't start doing something quick.
Yeah, I saw your little message there on the message board. Start using the trade block.
Yeah, it's helpful. I mean, all right, so here's my take on it. For the trade block, it's like it's there for everybody to use. It doesn't give you any benefit, or it doesn't hurt you at all for putting players up there. And it also helps other people know, so they don't ask some dumb trade, or unintelligent trade, I should say, so that you don't waste time trying to do a trade. So it's like, it's there, you know, use it.
True.
That's my 2 cents. I put Allen Robinson up there yesterday.
What do you need?
I think I said I need a running back or a wide receiver or first-round picks.
That's something I might need to dig into after the show. But, I had a pretty – it's pretty solid. I mean, it was pretty solid from top to bottom on – my league in the Dynasty League. And then in ESPN League, if we go here, it was just kind of, I lost by one thanks to what's it called? Monday Night Football. And it was just honestly,
that was a good game.
Yeah. Honestly, I got no production from Zach Ertz. He only had 1 point. Sterling Shepard had 3. Lamar Miller, I don't know what's going on. Now he's questionable. He only had 6.
I started Sterling Shepard as well. And Lamar Miller.
Yeah. But I kind of messed up on my part. I had Jeremy Hill on my bench. He had 24 points. Giovanni Bernard had 14. But everyone else did pretty solid. Randall Cobb was a surprise. He had 17 points. He had 11 receptions, 95 yards, and a TD.
11 receptions.
And a TD. So that's nice to see.
It's a PPR dream right there.
Yeah. That is nice to see. But again, Joe Flacco, 5 points. Todd Gurley, he only had 57 yards, 8 points. So, I don't know. It's pretty solid. I only lost by one.
I actually found this website, and you put in your team, and it tells you, like, what you need, how you did drafting, the weeks that are good for your matchups and the weeks that are bad. It's actually pretty interesting. I'll show it to you after. But I was down 24 before the start of this Monday Night Football game, and I had Lamar Miller, C.J. Anderson, DeAndre Hopkins, and the Texans D. So I'm like, oh, I'm set. But in the other league that I'm in, I'm up 20, and he has Lamar Miller and Will Fuller. So I'm like, all right, so no Lamar Miller. I need C.J. Anderson to just go in, and I guess the rest don't really matter. So then next thing you know, Lamar Miller goes out, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of bad because I have Lamar Miller in my ESPN league. So, like, there's a lot of complications that go into it for those of you who don't play fantasy football.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's rough. And then I was like, C.J. Anderson, I need you more than ever. And this man showed up for me.
He really did.
And I tweeted. I was like, Monday Night Miracle. Thank you, C.J. Anderson.
I heard that Devontae Booker is going to get more touches in the Denver running back.
Because that's how they had it last year with Michael Ball. Or Monte Ball,
uh-huh.
And C.J. Anderson, and they were working nice together. And then they shopped him out, so now it's just C.J., and I think the workload started to get to him.
Wow, that would be interesting to see. That would be very interesting to see. So who were your studs and duds?
Studs for me, Mike Evans, Jameis Winston. I mean, that's the reason I won.
Yeah, they might have a big week this week. They play the Raiders.
I hope. I mean, that they say that the matchup is favorable for them.
Very favorable.
And I also started Tavon Austin, who I was like, all right, like, I need you. And yeah, he actually came through, got a touchdown. And then I started DeMarco Murray and Isaiah Crowell. They both went for 13 and 19. So my team just, we just came out to play this week.
Yeah.
It was good. But my Texans, D, they got 0 points.
Are you going to drop them? Because they've been playing real bad.
I don't know. I might look around, but I mean, it's Dynasty, and I think that I would probably keep him on my bench because I think J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney.
Yo, Jadeveon.
Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, I think they're going to be, I don't know. Like, they're something to be feared.
True, true.
So who are your studs?
Studs, I want to say Randall Cobb. He came out of nowhere. That was a solid pickup. C.J. Anderson, like you said, he was also... He also showed up. Janikowski. I have him in both my leagues, and he got me 18 in ESPN, and he got me 16 in Dynasty. And I just thought that was solid. That's just the Raiders not putting the ball in the end zone 4 times, which they should have. And also Michael Crabtree, again, he showed up.
Yeah, I started him in my league. That was another stud for me. Michael Crabtree is, I mean, Amari Cooper is not doing much.
No, he's been a lot of attention on him. They had a Jalen Ramsey on him. So he was kind of.
And he doesn't even respect Steve Smith.
Yeah, so. he was kind of shadowing him the whole game, and they had safety help on Amari Cooper, so they didn't let him run wild. But they Derek Carr and the Raiders attacked Prince Amakamura, the other corner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He was nice on the. On the Giants,
yeah, but he was getting just torn up by David Carr and Michael Crabtree. He could not stop Michael Crabtree without penalizing him, like holding him.
My biggest duds, besides Allen Robinson ruining my career, was DeAndre Hopkins in my other league, who has also been ruining my season.
Yeah, again, I think that's just another quarterback.
Yeah,
Brock Osweiler is bad.
Did you see the signs in last night's game? It was all like, what was it worth, $77 million or whatever it was? Was it worth, like, leaving the Broncos? And I was like, I guess not. Brock Osweiler, come back.
I mean, they're still in first place because they're in a weak division.
They're NFC South. Or North,
AFC South.
AFC South. It's not a good division. It's not a good look.
No, you got the Colts, you got the Titans, and you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. All teams that have fantasy duds on their team.
All teams that are, I think, under 500 as well.
I think the Broncos are 4-3. Everyone else is, I think, is under 500.
AFC South. Oh, yeah. Houston Texans are 4-3. The rest are all under 500. Wow.
What a horrible
division. That's a bad division.
Horrible. Like, when we were just talking about the AFC West, that is, like, stacked. And then you got these teams that should not even be there.
If you separated the AFC West, we would all go to the Super Bowl.
Right. They all
It'd
go
be
to
two
the
AFC teams for the first time.
Yeah. It's a pretty solid division. But, yeah, I think DeAndre Hopkins going back there, that's just another situation where the quarterback is just ruining this man's fantasy value.
I think that D-Hop and Allen Robinson both need to take the same advice that I'm going to give and go to somewhere with a great quarterback like Detroit.
Matthew Stafford.
Could you imagine one of them in Detroit?
Just imagine Matthew Stafford in like Jacksonville.
Yeah, that would
Houston.
Be amazing.
They would be a contender.
They really in Jacksonville more than Houston.
Yeah.
But if you send, I mean, look what Matt Stafford is doing with Marvin Jones Jr. Like, this man has one of the top yards, receiving yards for the season.
Yeah, he's like top five.
And, I mean, nobody even knew about him. They just knew that he was some third wide receiver for the Bengals like a year ago.
Yeah. Think about, okay, this is his targets for Matthew Stafford's targets in Detroit. He's got Marvin Jones. He has Golden Tate, Anquan Boldin, and then his running backs are Riddick and
Theoretic and
Amir Abdullah. Like, who
and
are
those
people?
Isn't there another one? I thought
Eric Ebron.
A good tight end who's been injured though recently. I have on the dynasty, but he's so young. He's 24, and I think he has a lot of upside.
And he has Matthew Stafford
as QB. Matthew Stafford.
Because, like, I got Julius Thomas on my bench for the tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this man used to be a huge weapon in Denver when he was playing with Peyton Manning. And now he's in Jacksonville, and he doesn't even get the ball thrown to him. He did have a touchdown this week, but it was like a late game. They're already getting blown out touchdown.
Just a garbage time.
So I'm just like, why don't they use the tight end more? Or like, Blake Bortles, like you said, has all these weapons. Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, TJ Yeldon, Chris Ivory, Marquise Lee, Julius Thomas, Mercedes Lewis. And this man cannot put more than 16 points on the board.
Yeah.
Against a Raiders defense that is ranked last.
It's like the safety's on.
Yeah.
He needs to just let it go.
They said that his release is Tim Tebow-like, that it's so slow.
That's not a good look.
Yeah.
And the Mets, I'm sure, don't want Blake Bortles.
Talking about baseball, just real quick.
Yeah.
Indians are up 2-0.
In what inning?
I want to say third, second.
Indians scored twice in the first inning 6 minutes ago.
Oh, so second.
Yeah, so probably. Wow. The Indians, could the land? LeBron, did you see? I saw SportsCenter posted, and it was, they're going to open up a new stadium, banner and ring ceremony for the Cavs, tip-off for the Cavs, and the World Series is tonight for the Cleveland.
All in Cleveland.
All in Cleveland.
And they said, that's crazy. but also another stat. Los Angeles is the last city to have a team win a basketball championship and a baseball championship in the same calendar year. So the Cleveland's trying to
repeat
do that. So
when was what do you know
in the '88 when 88. The Lakers won and the Dodgers won?
Wow,
titles. So that's insane. And Cleveland, after not having a championship ever,
would it have counted if it was the Lakers and the Angels? Because they're both in.
Well, the Angels are now they're Los Angeles, but back then they were the California Angels or the Anaheim Angels or whatever kind of Angels you want to call them.
It was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, so they have two cities.
They did.
But yeah, wow. Just quick stat, just Cleveland's up 2-0.
Yeah, Cleveland is, before I talked about it and I said it's either going to be Cleveland or the Red Sox or Cubs Dodgers. And then I said NL team's for sure going to win it. And I'm going to stick by it. I'm going to say the Cubs are going to do it in six.
Wow. Cubs are good. They're a pretty good team.
You think Indians are going to pull it out?
I don't know.
It's a win-win for me.
Honestly, I just...
Still heartbroken?
Yeah. What's baseball? I'm not. I don't even know. I'm not even gonna watch it. Basketball starts.
Sad face.
It hurts. It definitely hurts.
Let's talk about waiver wires.
Okay, let's do that.
You got any pickups?
Waiver wires. No. You started off.
All right. I can't think of any. Vernon Davis last week.
Wow.
And he went off for me. He got me 7.5 points, which is 7.9 points, and he's now the 22nd ranked tight end in this league. So I mean, they said to pick him up, and I have Eric Ebron, and I had my other tight end was
Gary.
Nobody good.
Yeah,
it wasn't Gary.
I had Gary Barnes actually. Yeah. I was just thinking about it.
So yeah, that was my biggest pickup. I tried to get Jay Ajayi in my other league.
Yeah,
and he was the first. He joined some elite company this week. He was the first running back to rush for over 200 yards in back-to-back games since OJ, Ricky Williams, and Jim Brown.
Wow. That's a good company to be in.
Some good company to be in.
Let me see.
You might need a quarterback.
Yeah, right.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles, come back to me. Here we go. That's right. Marquise Goodwin, actually, wide receiver from Buffalo.
Yeah, Bills.
He's a good player to pick up. I picked him up this week in my ESPN league, and he had a couple points. He had a touchdown. I think he had 90 yards and a touchdown.
He
and because
like these deep touchdowns out of the blue.
Mm-hmm, and they said he's a good pickup because Sammy Watkins obviously is out for the Buffalo Bills, and Robert Woods is now injured. So he's the new number one for right now until Robert
that
Woods
is
gets
a
back.
Good look. You got him in Dynasty?
No, I got him in one of my ESPN.
He is still available in our Dynasty League.
Interesting.
We're both going to go jump to the computer.
Yeah, interesting.
I wonder what the waiver order you are.
I think
because
like,
that's what it really comes
I
down
think
to.
I'm like six.
So here's a question. Do I drop Eddie Royal for him?
Wow.
Or do I drop Jeremy Curley for him?
I would say...
Or I could drop Brian Quick. I have options.
I would say Brian Quick.
I think he's... It's because in L.A., they've been giving it a lot to... It's been Kenny Britt and Tavon Austin. I'm the 10 out of 10 for the waiver reception.
So you ain't getting them, basically.
I'm not getting
what I'm hearing.
Let's look at. Let's see if I can.
Well, I just claimed them, so it's pending.
What's yours?
Priority one.
Is it really?
Yeah, I got them. Don't even try.
It's yours. It's yours.
Yeah, I just dropped CJ Federo. Was it the tight end from?
I'm gonna go pick him up.
CJ. Yeah, but he's questionable now, Mark. He's a good one. Concussion.
Oh, boy.
Drop.
The last thing you need is another injury on your team.
I have so many injuries. Like, it's not even funny. It's not. Oh, I'm fifth. Fifth out of 10. Four teams can claim ahead of me.
That's going to be close.
I'm going to put it on the message board. Don't pick up Marquis.
Don't take Marquis Goodwin.
Yeah, no. I have a lot of people that are hurt, and it's just not not okay.
So Devontae Booker, they're saying, is a big pickup. And Jermaine Kearse, who I have on my bench. Anquan Boldin, Jack Doyle. So that's a good look for you.
Yeah, I got him. He's my starting tight end because I'm getting no production.
The Washington Redskins are a good defense to pick up.
I might do that because I know
Josh Norman's out with a concussion.
But they still got Paul, what's his name, Paul Kerrigan?
Paul Bear.
Paul Barrett. No, they got Paul Kerrigan. Okay. So we're coming towards the end of the show. We got 10 minutes left, so let's just switch gears here.
Yeah.
All right. Players that have good matchups this week for fantasy football.
Okay.
On your team or just in general?
In general. I want to say Tennessee's offense against Jacksonville's defense.
True. Okay, I can see that.
Specifically DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, the Raiders were actually, they didn't have like big runs, but the Raiders really don't run the ball often. They're not a run-first
team. I think this Thursday night game is going to be a shootout. And I could see Allen Robinson going off. I could see this the week. This is the week.
I could see that. Or I can see Blake Bortles throwing 4 interceptions.
That's a win-win for me because then DeMarco Murray will just run it the entire second half.
So you're just win-win.
So that'll be chill.
All right, let me see. Anyone else that you have that's good matchups?
I want to say Brandon Marshall.
It's basketball season.
Brandon Marshall against the Cleveland defense, if he plays.
Okay, for the Jets.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. I like Golden Tate against the Houston's defense.
Yeah, I was going to say Matt Stafford is going to be my next one. I think that they're going to get torched.
But that's your starting defense.
Yeah, so it's not going to happen, but I can totally see it.
But
it's
like a final destination.
I have the premonition, but.
Because Golden Tate's have his last couple of weeks, he's averaged around like 10, like double-digit points in fantasy.
One more that I really like is Ezekiel Elliott this week against Philadelphia Eagles defense.
Mm.
I could see Zeke or Dak Prescott making something happen.
Mm.
And I think Dez is out still.
Yeah. Was he out? He's out with a...
Ankle?
Ankle or like knee. I mean, oh, yeah. It's like his knee. I think it's his knee.
Some with the leg.
Also, he hasn't really produced this much, and I know from personal experience because he's on my team. But Jeremy Maclin against Indianapolis.
Colts D could be slipping up this week.
Yeah, I could see it. Indianapolis, like you said, they give up a lot of points. They give a lot of points to Jacksonville.
And that's why Andrew Luck's such a great fantasy player because they're always in these high-scoring games.
So I can see Jeremy Maclin, if they give him the ball, he can have a big game.
Let's see my opponent. Let's see if I like any of their matchups. Aaron Rodgers against Atlanta. I hate to say it, but that's not a good look for me. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to torch Atlanta defense, unfortunately.
Yeah, most definitely.
Emmanuel Sanders against San Diego defense. Maybe not.
I like Matt Forte versus Cleveland.
Oh, he has Brandon Marshall, too. Oh, boy.
And that is the conflict of having players on different teams.
Yeah, that really is. Julio Jones against Green Bay. Do you like that matchup?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough for me.
Yeah. Because I think... Atlanta's going to try to run the ball with Devontae Freeman, and hopefully that works out. But I think he's going to have some success, but not a lot. So they're going to be throwing the ball.
This is tough for me because he has Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones. So if they run a lot with Devontae Freeman, then Packers are going to be down, and then they're going to need to throw it a lot. So Aaron Rodgers is going to get points. And then contrary-wise, if the Packers are up, then they're going to be throwing it to Julio all the time.
See, people, this is how much thought goes into starting a fantasy lineup. You, the thing, you just, we just click, all right, start, bench. No, there's a lot that goes into it. I even check the weather now in different cities.
And they have little rain. They have umbrellas for when it's raining.
Yeah, I check the stats. Like, okay, how does DeMarco Murray or how does Devontae Freeman run inside a dome? And how does he run right on regular grass?
These things matter.
They really do. There's a lot that goes into it. It is a science, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, one I have not been mastered yet. Yeah, mastered yet. I'm still in school.
But I would love to be an ESPN fantasy football expert.
Right? I've been watching
Matthew Berry's
podcast, and it's been like they've been helping me a lot with the whole Cincinnati running back
Field
situation.
Yates,
yeah,
they're like they're good guys.
They even got their own doctor. We need to get a nurse here at Dominican.
Kinesiology major. Yeah, we need to bring in.
What's concerning the injury with this concussion? How long do you think it's going to be out? Because I need help.
What are you talking about?
I really was considering, like, I saw one in the library the other day, and I was like, should I ask her what this type of injury is?
If somebody's meniscus is torn, do you think he's going to play this Sunday? Would you start him?
Dez Bryant's been out with three weeks with a bad knee, and this is what happened. Do you think he's going to get in?
What would you recommend for him to get back on the field? I have his email.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. I like their show. I think they have a good setup there.
Yeah, and the person that I'm playing he's the guy who you just played, and he has not been setting his lineup. And I hope that course continues. He also has two men on IR, just sitting on his bench. Just on his bench, chilling.
Yeah, I got, for sure, like, I got really lucky because he did not start a running back. The running back was out. I forgot.
Yeah, he has him still in, and he's on a bye this week. So he's out and on a bye.
Oh, D'Angelo Williams. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, please. I was watching Monday Night Football. I was just like, please, Emmanuel Sanders, don't score a touchdown. I was like, come on, Brock Osweiler.
Emmanuel Sanders is looking nice.
Yeah, I know.
It's bad because against San Diego, I think San Diego might take this win from Denver.
Again? They sweep Denver in the season?
Yeah. Wow. I'm predicting it.
Bold prediction.
I wish it was a Sunday night game.
I say the Raiders continue their winning streak on the road and beat Tampa Bay.
I don't know.
They're 4-0 on the road.
Jameis Winston's red hot in Tampa, where the cannons go.
Cannons ain't going off. I don't think they get in the end zone this week.
Just the straightest face. This man. No, Jameis Winston to Mike Evans. It's happening at least three times.
No, it's not.
I also have Latavius Murray. I'll be down for this.
He's compromising with his own team.
So Latavius Murray goes for 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then they're up 14-0 going to the second half. Now Mike Evans and Jameis Winston come out, and they go off, but it's too much. We'll give Derek Carr a touchdown. Latavius Murray starts running it. And then we get a little garbage touchdown from Jameis Winston at the end. I could settle with that.
You can't, like, predict what the game's going to be. You're like, okay, this is what I want. Mic drop. No, but it's going to be a good football week. I'm going to win 2 in a row.
Yeah, that would be big for you for playoff implications.
Playoff.
You're on an uphill climb right now, like Miley Cyrus.
Standings, I'm there. Look at the playoff standings. Where am I at?
Playoffs. You are last place, number 10. You're the only 1-6 player. Your points against are one of the highest in the league at 820. The only person that's higher is Greg's team, who's at 881. People just go off on when they play Greg. They really do. He's averaging 120. People score 125 points against him on average.
What is going on?
Yeah, this man. And he scores about the most, too. He's just been unlucky, to say the least.
I've been unlucky. I get no production out of my receivers. I only get 6% production from my tight ends. But anyways, I'm going to make a comeback. I'm going to get that 6th spot and be in the playoffs.
Yeah, all I need is to get to 6.
Yeah. Anyways, we will help you out, and we will keep you posted on DJ Smooth's rise in Dynasty League. Well, I'm going to pull out like a 6-game winning streak. Anyway, we are towards the end of our show again for DJ Radical. I am DJ Smooth, where opposites collide. And this is Ball is Life only on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in next week, 5 to 6, for more Ball is Life. And we will see you guys then. Have a great rest of your evening. On the road, I'll be wanting you.